Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the author of the quintessential book on sex. And this is modern day quintessential. I guess it used to be the sensuous couple or the sensuous whatever. But Laura Korn has written 101 Nights of Great Sex. And it's been selling and selling and selling. It's nearing 2 million copies sold or more than that. Who knows? But the secret sealed seductions for fun-loving couples is the rest of the title. And she has the new edition out just in time for Valentine's Day. And in the latest edition, there is 101 new electronic teases sent to your phone or to your partner's phone. But let me first introduce Laura Korn. Laura, how are you?
Oh, my God. I'm great after that intro. Wow.
Well, it's deserved. I mean, it's deserved. I mean, almost 2 million copies. And you know people are cheating and stealing it somehow. Unfortunately, they shouldn't do that by any means. But, you know, people are passing it around. And this is the type of book that just gets out there and it gets people talking. And you've been selling this book for, I mean, it's like two decades. And it is legendary and so forth. How much has changed since the first edition compared to where we are now?
Wow. Well, you know, this book has been providing pleasure since 1994. So it's kind of a publishing phenomenon, this book. It last year, for example, in 2020, it sold twice as many copies as the previous 2 years combined.
Wow.
And, you know, people have been definitely shut in, but it's surprising how many couples are out there like wanting to really spice it up. But let's see what's changed. Well, in 1994, I think that a lot of the seductions in the book were, I had you like running to the store here and going there and setting up a long seductions, right? And although there are a few in the book like that, very romantic, most of them are really easy to pull off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So I think people want, like, it's such an unusual book. I think your audience should know that 101 Nights of Great Sex is not a book you read. Actually, you cannot read the book. You can only do the book. And especially women, when they see a copy of this book, they immediately always look up and say, "This is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. This is awesome." Because the pages, well, they're stuck together, I like to say. Which are like, "Laura, what'd you do? Why'd you do it before I got the book?" You know, and I'm like, "Well, wait a minute, there's a reason." You know, they're stuck together. They're 101 sealed envelopes. So do you have your copy there?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I do have a copy.
What?
No, I don't have the new one.
Frank.
I have one from a couple of years ago, but a lot has changed.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the sealed envelopes, the part that's most fun and that makes it so unique is there's 101 sealed envelopes in the book, and there's 50 for his eyes only and 50 for her eyes only.
Right.
And there's one for the end. And so when you want to add that playfulness, when you want to add that heat, that anticipation, you both rip out a sealed envelope. Now, obviously, you can't see inside my envelope, and I can't see inside yours. But then sometime in the next week or two, you surprise each other. And so that concept is what has really, that's the reason why it sold millions of copies, because it's hard to be creative all the time. Both men and women want to be seduced. They want adventure. And this is a great way of bringing that together as a couple. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah, completely. But I mean, this is why a book like this is almost what's the word? It's almost bulletproof in a sense. If you're in a couple, because it's for couples. I mean, let's face it, it's for couples.
Yeah,
It's not like you're reading this to get tips on sex. You're reading this with your wife, what, you know, and again, when you say reading it, you don't read it right. But you're interacting with the book with your wife, or your girlfriend, or your partner, or your significant other. There, it's people that that you know intimately. Then it's for couples, really. I mean, I guess it could be for groups, but you know, for all intents and purposes, it's for couples. And you're not, you know, I mean, if you're embarrassing someone, you're probably, in a sense, married to the wrong type of person, right? If you're giving this to, well, I shouldn't say that. I'll take that back. If you're embarrassing someone, you're misreading who you're involved with. So it's different, and you're right, it is different. When I say what's changed, let me list a couple of things that have changed since 1994, right? Well, first of all, the internet and everything that falls under that category. I mean, there's computer dating, or, you know, computer dating. It's online dating that really took off later in that decade, and you know, a couple of years after that. So that's changed. Also, there's things that couples can do together on their phones, on their computers, that go right along with the book and suggestions and so forth. The other thing is that if you think about there's social media now, and I don't, you know, people can tease each other. Couples could tease each other through social media somehow or another. A lot of things have changed since you wrote this book. And you've been really up on it. And I think this is why almost 2 million people are buying this interaction, you know, this couples interaction. Your thoughts, right, on what I just said there?
I mean, all of that, you know, I think that right. And the book is interactive. That you keep saying that is so happy that you see the fact that, you know, most books, you know, either the woman buys the book and she's reading the book, and the guy, you know, guys normally do not buy books on sex. They absolutely, if you ask most men, have you ever bought a book on sex, they'll say no. Swear to God. Yeah. And what's so cool is when you check it out on Amazon, there's like over, I don't know, there's 600 five-star reviews, half of which are for men. Wow. And it's always like, I've never seen my wife this happy. She hasn't stopped smiling. I can't believe I bought this book on sex. I can't, you know what I mean? Like there, and because it's interactive, and because you're doing the book together, right? It gives you permission to go outside the box, right? You know where these ideas are coming from. You're doing it together. You're doing the book together. You're both spicing it up. And instead of just one person over there reading a book to try to help the relationship. Does that make sense?
Without question. And let me just remind folks that might be joining us a little later, turning on the radio a little late. Laura Korn is your very special guest and my very special guest. And just in time for Valentine's Day, and I imagine her book sales just skyrocket in and around this time. And the book we're talking about is the historic, legendary book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. And I say that because it's nearing the 2 million, the 2 million mark, where 2 million people have purchased this interactive book. And again, Frank McKay here with Laura Korn. Laura, think about this for a moment, right? People that are purchasing your book, people that are getting your book as present, for the most part, a lot of them, I imagine, have to be people that are deep into a marriage, you know, 10 years,
yep,
20 years, 30
yep
years.
Yep.
And the joke, you hear it from comedians, you hear it from you know, TV shows all the time, the joke about married sex and how boring it is and how predictable it is. Your book is the answer to that.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, people are, you know, it's so basic. When you ask, you know, when you read over and over again, you should spice it up. But what does that mean? People get like, okay, so there's 1,000 articles written on how to spice it up. But the problem with those books, these articles, and that when you hear that, how do you execute that? Like, you know, how do you turn that into action? Everyone knows they should spice it up, but they don't do it because you get stuck in a rut. I think men and women are looking for a tool, and we have to have a lot of tools in our relationship box through the years to keep it exciting. And it could be like, I don't know, you go skydiving, or you go for a long hike, or you see a new movie, or you go to a concert. These are all things that are exciting, right? And you need to do it. I mean, it's scientific. Couples that, it's based on science. Couples that go out and do things, exciting things together, have a better chance of making it. But you also have to take that kind of theory into the bedroom. And you don't have to do it all the time. But you need to seduce your partner. And you need to bring your A game. And you need to have some new moves. And you don't have to do it often, a lot. But, you know, a couple of times a month, then you're on track. And these couples, you know, I think, you know, I'd be surprised. You know, I have a lot of couples that are married for maybe 3 years. 2 or 3 years that buy this book. I have couples that just got married that buy it.
Yeah.
And I think in order to really execute and have fun with this book, that you have to have a little bit of a playfulness about you. You know, you have to be playful in your heart.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you have to want to have fun. That kind of person, the person that just is not like maybe just – I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're prudish, you're not gonna get a book like this, or you're gonna take it as a joke, and you're never gonna open it, or you're never gonna. And that's a whole different situation. And maybe society is past that, or a big part of society has gotten past that. But let me again remind everyone of who they're listening to. You're listening to Laura Korn, and again, she has written the quintessential couples sex book. And who was it? Was it Barbara Walters? Did she had a great quote about you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She
what was nobody, her quote?
Nobody knows more about seduction than Laura Korn.
Wow, Barbara Walters. Wow.
And by the way, her favorite page in the book. All right, so you know Barbara was a naughty girl.
Yeah.
You know, and so she was very interested in number 57. And this is a seduction for her eyes only in the book. It's a sealed envelope. And again, the concept of the book is it's not a book you read, it's a book you do. And so the woman, I would rip this sealed this page out of the book. And we actually talked about it on The View. And it's called I Think I Made His Back Feel Better. And it's actually Marilyn Monroe. This is Marilyn Monroe's secret. This is what she did in bed.
Wow.
And so inside every sealed envelope, there is a seduction, a recipe to surprise your partner. And by the way, Frank, it's cool because it really just inspires you. You can put your twist on any of the 101 nights. And people do. You know, they read what I'm, the recipe that I'm giving them, but they're like, wait a minute. Ooh, not only is that a good idea, I think I'm going to do it this way. And that's the cool thing about it. And your partner never knows what part of the seduction that you just did came from your imagination or the book, because the pages are sealed. So you get all the credit.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool. By the way, what do you think couples are looking for Valentine's Day?
Right? Well, I mean,
what do you think they want?
Look, when you've been married 20 plus years like me, it's very predictable. You know, you're getting flowers and you're getting candy, or you're getting lingerie, you're getting something, and you're going out to dinner or lunch. And again, with the pandemic, it's a little different. So, people are looking for ideas is what it is. I mean, it's the same thing as if you were to ask me, what do you get your wife for Christmas? I mean, you're getting the same things, jewelry, you're getting this. And, of course, jewelry for Valentine's Day. But you sounded like you had a rhetorical question in there, and I'll give up. I mean, what's the answer?
Well, you mean
for Valentine's Day? I mean, this book, for sure.
Really,
I mean,
well, yeah, but you know, I see so many guys wasting money on. I'm sorry, just on being predictable.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want. They want to see creativity behind the effort. So in other words, you know, yeah, the flowers, just because it's traditional, and women will never turn down jewelry, right? But, you know, when I see guys wasting money on teddy bears and junk, you know, like the they fall for the little heart can't, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's not what women want. They want to be surprised with something different, creative, that you, and men too. Like, you know, men don't really, this is so interesting. Men don't really expect anything on Valentine's Day. Do you?
No, definitely not.
Is that correct? And they just did a survey. Guys this year are going to spend at least $200. And women are expected to spend like 80.
Wow.
So, you know, there is a twist to this day. It really is for the woman. But every man, do you think a man wants a tie or 101 nights of great sex? I talk to women all the time. I've said, this is, but the reason why this book is so cool is because it's not expected.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, all of a sudden, you get this wonderful tool that is going to last years. You're going to be able to use this book for years.
Yeah. Well, look, you hit it on the head. And I'm sure all the guys listening out there, you know, said to themselves when you said, what do guys want for Valentine's Day? It's something sexual, you know, it's a, you know, in their minds. And the book, and I keep saying this like a broken record, and this is why it's great to have you around Valentine's Day, is the book is interactive. It's not a book on sex. It's an interactive tool. And if you're going to read this book or interact with your significant other with this book, you're going to have sex. I mean, you're going to have sex.
And so, you know, and the other thing, you're going to have romance,
right?
Because inside these, there's a lot of very romantic seductions. There's, you know, it's not all sex. I mean, a lot of this book takes place not in the bedroom. I mean, it's really, that's the other cool. When women see that a man is going to romance, there's romance in this. You know, like, I don't ever, you know, like, I'll tell you, like, an idea, like, being creative. Like, a lot of women are going to expect roses, you know, like a dozen red roses, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, like, you could give her a dozen red roses, and she's going to fawn, and she's going to love it. But it's not going to be creative. But here's how you twist it. And these are the things that are in the book. Don't give her 12 red roses. Get her 11 red roses and one white rose or one yellow rose. And then on the card, and you've got to give her a card, right? You know, in every bunch, there's always one that stands out. And you're the one.
Yeah.
You see, it didn't take... It's the creativity, and we stop learning how to be creative as we kind of fall into a rut. That's what people do. They stop being creative, and that's the other thing that's so cool about the book.
It's a great point, and someone like me and you know, guys in general are going to are going to take that into consideration, because it's just, it becomes rote after a while, and it doesn't mean much, you know. It's just kind of like saying I love you on the phone, you know, I love you too, I love you, you know, and you
right.
don't, it doesn't have any meaning behind it. So when you get roses, you get candy, you get lingerie, you get whatever, you're doing all of those things. But if you're doing the same thing for 30 years or 40 years, I mean, it's a,
right,
you know.
Right, but here's a couple of other cute, I mean, these are like small little things. Like, I know guys feel uncomfortable. Guys have a real hard time because they're afraid of judgment. Let's face it. Like, oh, if I do this, then she's not going to like it. And it's just better to be frozen in kind of a rote, right?
And
a lot of times women are the ones that have shut the guy down. There is that. But like, save your money with candy and buy her some red lipstick. Like, you'll knock her socks off. She's like, what the hell? You just bought me some lipstick or nail polish. Because, you see, women are looking for creativity at Valentine's Day. They want you to think outside the box, not inside the box. And guys are afraid to think outside the box because they're afraid of judgment. But it's better to be creative. You know, another very cool thing is almost every couple has a song. And or a song that comes on that they've heard, or even a song that you know she loves. Have that song queued up on your phone. And on Valentine's Day when you're having your meal, or Saturday night, because you know people are going to be having, let's hope, sex on Saturday night or a dinner on Saturday night, and they're going to be, you know, maybe exchanging a few gifts, like give her some lipstick, she'll love that, or and give her the book and have some of the pages ripped out, but have, you know, during your meal, have your song on your phone, get some earbuds, and just play. If both of you sit at the table, or if you're out or at home, and listen to some music, a song. You know, the most romantic, and I can't end the show without talking about the most romantic seduction in the book, guys, is number 31. And it's literally called, the envelope is called Love, Sex, Music. You know, Love, Sex, Music is where it's at. Find a way to bring music into your Valentine's Day, whether you create a playlist for her, for Sunday morning, when you wake up and you're in bed on Sunday morning, do number 44, Pink Breakfast. You've got to do that. And do Love, Sex, Music. And you'll have the most incredible Valentine's Day of your life. I swear it.
Listen, I just nod my head and I agree when I talk to an expert. It's like talking to a doctor, you know, like somebody who's a brain surgeon. And when they're telling me something about brain surgery, I just agree, and I nod my head, and I'm doing the same here with our guest Laura Korn, because she is the expert on all of this, and I'm not even going to try. I wouldn't second guess her if I disagreed with her, but I agree with everything she's saying here. Her book is a legendary book, and it's nearing the 2 million person mark, and nowadays that's just such a tremendous number. I mean, forget it. You sell 5,000 books in a week. It's a bestseller. Just think about it. She's up to 2 million books with this, and it's not even a book. It's an interactive device, and especially now with the new edition upon us. Laura Korn has been our very special guest, and again, get the book. It's 101 Nights of Great Sex, Secret Sealed Seductions for Fun-Loving Couples is the full title. And again, the 2021 edition has 101 new electronic teasers sent to you, your phone, or your partner's phone. And she'll correct me if I'm wrong. But Laura Korn, can you give us one last thought for Valentine's Day and every day afterwards? Any last thought before we go?
Yeah. Like, you know, action equals attraction. Don't be shy. 75% of couples want a more adventurous love life. They do, but you're stuck in a rut. And, you know, you break the cycle. It's so easy to do. You know, we all want to be seduced. We all want to feel desired. To feel desired is just like you feel alive. And the best way I know how to do it is turn on some music, kiss, affection, touching, playfulness, rip out a sealed envelope, you know, make a commitment to your partner. You're going to spice it up. And lastly, you know, when you do the book as a couple, the book gives you permission to be bold and to do new things. So, yeah, just life is so short, you know, right, Frank?
Yeah. And
life
unpredictable.
Is an adventure. Right. You know, and Valentine's Day, get the book. Just by getting the book for your partner, what you're really saying to your partner is, I want to get it on with you 101 times. You know what I mean? That's how much you turn me on. Like, hello?
Hey, listen, it's hard to disagree with anything you said. Like I said, you are the expert on this, on couples sex. thrilled to have you, and everyone lucky to hear her all year round, but especially now with Valentine's Day upon us. It's great to have Laura Korn. Laura, thank you very much. Congratulations on all your success and just amazing. Congratulations on the new edition.
Awesome. Thank you. It's on Amazon. Read the reviews. Check me out on laurakorn.com. You can sign up for my naughty list that goes out about once a month. And I, you know, tell you ways to spice it up. And I also have an erotic book club that is starting March the 5th. Where we're going to be reading a real sexy book once a month and have a discussion on a Zoom call so you'll get to know me, which I think is really very cool. And so there are a lot of good things. So everyone, thank you, Frank. You know, it's nice to be important, but I think it's more important to be nice. And you're a super guy and you treated me great. And thank you for sharing your morning with me.
Lori, the best.
Show with me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Mwah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Laura Korn is the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, Secret Sealed Seductions for Fun Loving Couples. It's the quintessential couples sex book, and it has been out since, I said 2 decades. It's longer than, it's almost 3 decades. 1994 came out, and it's somewhere near in 2 million people buying this book, 2 million copies sold anyway. And again, it's the book for couples. Frank McKay signing off. Laura Korn has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.